true wisdom? What is true wisdom, and where can one find it? One can be as wise as those who acquired technical skills and were used to construct the beautiful priestly garments, or as wise as those in military battle. What is more, one can be as wise as the wisdom that David, before his death, entrusted his son Solomon to use in dealing with Joab. However, the wisdom, that is, wise-hearted, acquired in Pharaoh's court, the wisdom of one who was wise in his own eyes, and the wisdom that was constructed to seek one's own vengeance, cannot measure up to true wisdom. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, "But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Jesus is our wisdom, not so much because he is the giver of wisdom, but because he is the ground and object of wisdom. Jesus is our wisdom, not so much because he declares to us the truth, but because he is the truth. He gives us wisdom in giving us himself. The righteousness, sanctification, and redemption are ingredients of the wisdom. Jesus is our wisdom in being to us these things. That is, he is the prime object of all true wisdom, as he is the source of it. Isaiah, in Isaiah 11, verse 2, speaks of the spirit of wisdom and understanding. This spirit is the spirit of God, therefore the spirit of Christ. It follows that this spirit is the spirit of love, for God is love. Experience will show us that the spirit of love is the same as the spirit of wisdom. Thus, if anyone wishes to be truly wise and prudent, one must be loving and charitable. To have this spirit is to also have the spirit of understanding. In Christ is the ability to discern what is really going on within people and situations. To care not to understand one another is to care not to love one another. The wisdom preacher said, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Christ is able to make sound, clear judgment, and it follows that if we were to do the same, one must first ask God for wisdom, that is, ask God for Jesus, who will enable our desires to be aligned with God's will. When our desires are God's desires, the choices we make in everyday life will be wise.